Welcome to the Bad Bros Podcast. You know what it is. It's Drano here. We got Sean in the building. It's part of the Bad Bros Podcast. Now, this is the basketball NBA portion. We do all kinds of sports, different things. We got different people for different kind of subjects that we're talking about. Channel's only growing. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, and talk about it. You know what it is. First, I'm going to get on into it. I'm going to throw it to you real quick, Sean. For the MVP in the NBA right now, as far as point of the season, who do you got? Who do you think?
Honestly, my vote is really Jokic. Like, there's nobody doing what he's doing. Like, he's leading his team in points, assists, and rebounds. Like, if you get rid of him, I don't know what you could do without the Nuggets, for real.
That to me, when I was thinking about this question, I'm like, I agree with you. The only thing I feel like for whatever reason, I feel like they're sleepwalking right now. So I feel like
they are.
Yeah, like they're just waiting for the playoffs. And then when the playoffs show up, they're going to kind of like just go ham. I feel like it's going to be – this is like for a little bit further than what we're talking about, but Denver's my pick to come out the West. But, like, you know how, like, whenever they talk about MVP, it's kind of like it's always, like, the most points or the best record, the player that scored. So
I think it's more of, like, the most valuable player.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Like, you're going with just, like, the most valuable player of the league, period, without any, like, stipulations on it.
Yeah, like, the most valuable player to, like, their team. Like Shea and them, I really love them. And Shea does a lot for his team. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I feel like their team, they're just not going to be able to go far in the playoffs. Probably just because they're young. Probably just because, you know, they don't have their full team together yet. But that's also going to hurt his MVP too.
Well, I also feel like you're right. Like, you know, like, remember Sacramento last year when they were hot, then they got into the playoffs and lost? I kind of think it'll be like they had a good record. I kind of think it'll be like that with the Oklahoma City. They're going to end up with a good record. Right now, I believe they're second in the West. So right now, yeah, they're behind Minnesota. Then Denver's three, and then the Clippers. They're kind of like, no one's really talking about them a lot, but I feel like they'll be dangerous if Kawhi stays healthy, because Kawhi to me is a just straight up beast, but he's always been hurt. But I feel like I right now will go with Tatum, just because Boston has the number one record in the league right now. They just beat Golden State. Did you watch that game? They just tore up Golden State by like 50.
Bro, I didn't watch it, but I saw the score at half. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was nasty. That was nasty. But the problem with that's why it's kind of a struggle. I like your pick with Jokic because if you look at like the leading the stats of the points, leading the league. So you got for Boston, Jason Tatum's on there, you got Jaylen Brown on there, and you also have Kristaps, top 50. So as far as the top 50 leaders in scoring, the only team with three is Boston. And you have so like you're talking about SGA. It's only him, and then when you get to the next one for the Oklahoma City Thunder, it's Jalen Williams, and he's 50. He got 19 points per game. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody on the Celtics can win. They just got too many all-stars going on around them.
Yeah. They have the best team. That's right. They have, like, a team team. And I know when I'm looking at the Bucks, it's been kind of a quiet year. Like, no one's really talking so much about Giannis, even though they had a good record. Doc came in. They lost, like, they're losing more with him, but it's only him and Lillard that are on scoring, that are top in scoring. So
they do have a good defense though.
Yeah, that's true. Hell of a defense. I was already ready to go in this saying Tatum, but now I don't know, because it's kind of weird for me. I guess because they have such a good team, and I saw that before I made my choice, but I don't know. I guess you have to say.
I do love Jason Tatum. Like, Jason Tatum is an upcoming star. He's probably going to be, like, one of the new faces of the NBA after, like, LeBron and KD and, like, Steph Curry get out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just right now, like, because before that, it was him and JB, and they just couldn't do it. And now they added Derek White, who's a big star for them now, Drew Holiday. Kristaps, like, nah, you can't be MVP when you had to go get all these great role players. Like you said, they got three people in the top 50, like,
yeah,
you can't really be an MVP and have that many all-stars next to you.
And then to break it down even further, I feel like Denver's sleepwalking. So, I mean, I feel like, dang, imagine. So that will be three in a row for Jokic if he was to win?
No, this would be the first one because Jokic won last year. I mean, Embiid won last year.
Last year? You sure?
I promise. I thought it was, last year should have been the three-peat. Last year should have been the three-peat.
Oh, so Jokic had the two before?
Yeah, Jokic had a back-to-back, and then Embiid won, and now it's this year.
Oh, so he was – oh, dang.
Yeah, bro, like, that's crazy longevity. Like, he should really be an MVP 4 years in a row, low-key. If anybody asks me, he should be MVP 4 years in a row.
Damn, that's right. And, you know, no one's talking about the Timberwolves. Do you see them making it? How far do you see the Timberwolves making it?
I actually, literally, before we started this, I was watching their game. Their game literally just ended. I was watching it. They went against the Celtics. They both played very bad basketball. Like, freaking, James Harden did not score a single field goal the whole game.
Wait. You talking about Clippers?
Yes. James Harden did not score a single field goal the whole game. Unless he scored, like, one at the last 10 seconds. He did not score a single field goal the whole game. But he had nine assists and one turnover. So he still played an okay game, but he could not score at all. He went like 0 for 8. Yeah, but the Timberwolves, the Timberwolves, they're just big and long. They can defend everybody. Like Carl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, they're just big. And then they got them scores with Edwards and Mike Conley.
Edwards scoring 26 points a game. They're looking good. Rudy Gobert's leading rebounds. Got 12 rebounds a game. Conley leading assists. He's got 6 a game. They have a good record. They're number one, but I don't think they'll get far though. To be honest,
I think they get like the conference finals. Like when we get to like finals teams, my four votes would be like for the conference finals. It would be in the West. I would say Minnesota and OKC. I would love to see it happen. But honestly, the Nuggets are going to take it because, like you said, they lock in when the playoffs come through.
Yeah.
They lock in when the playoffs come through. But in the East, it's probably going to be the Bucks or Boston. More than likely,
yeah,
Boston,
like,
though.
Cleveland's
they
nice
got
little,
all the stars.
Cleveland's like a nice little story because they really don't have no stars. I mean, they got Mitchell, but they don't really have no, like superstar, like, type players. Even I mean, I guess you want to call Mitchell, but they're playing good. They're second in the East, and I just don't think they're going to make it. I agree. I think it's going to be the Bucks and Celtics in the East. And in the West, I feel like it's going to be the Clippers and the Nuggets. That's what I feel like it's going to be. Because I know Minnesota and OKC, they're good.
Tough.
Yeah, they're young, but I just feel like if Kawhi stays healthy, like people forgot about what he was like. Like if Kawhi stays healthy, he can play both. He can play defense. He can score. He can assist. Like people don't talk about him make being a playmaker, but like he's a playmaker. Like he can make plays for. He makes shots for himself. He can get other players open because whenever he starts doing his little mid-range shot, when he starts driving, they're gonna start doubling. They're gonna start cheating, leaning the defense towards him. Then he'll do some. You know what I'm saying, make some nice plays, passes or whatever, and then they won't have – James Harden won't be holding the ball so much, and then it'll be, like, moving around.
Some
Russell
good
Westbrook's
basketball,
playing,
some good ball movement.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook's playing hard. Like, he's playing real hard. So, and I think, like, whenever you have players like Kawhi, Paul George, and Harden, it's easy for Westbrook to be like, all right, I'll come off the bench. I'll do it. I'll do, like, the little things because I know I got some playmakers. They're going to – if I do little things, Kawhi's going to take care of business, and we're going to get to where we need to go. So I think, like, they're having a nice little team. They're having chemistry. I think they're doing good. So, yeah, I think it's going to be Nuggets, Clippers, and I think it's going to be Bucks, Celtics. Who do you think actually comes out the West? We probably agree it'll be the Nuggets.
Yeah, that would be my number one vote, honestly. Nuggets.
Yeah, me too. I think in the East, some people may, like, pick the Bucks, but I kind of think we're looking at a Celtics-Nuggets finals. That's what I'm kind of thinking. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the biggest one right there. Nuggets and the Celtics, because the Celtics are just a powerhouse, bro. And the Nuggets, like, we've seen what they can do year after year after year. Like, they're not slowing down. They're a young team too. Jokic, I think he's barely 30, if that. So it's just like they're not getting any younger. Like,
and Murray, he's like underrated. He's cold and like and he don't get talked about a lot. I think because people already just see Denver as a good team. They've already won their finals. They were in the bubble. I think they're kind of just like. Kind of Jokic gets all the attention, but Murray, man, he helps that team a lot. Like he's the second star on there, and he helps them go. But
I remember Bubble Murray.
So like both of our finals prediction is we kind of both believe Celtics Nuggets. I think we kind of agree on the MVP, where it's kind of Jokic, and then maybe somebody else, but pretty much Jokic. But now we're gonna move on to the next topic. Now, do you see the Lakers making the playoffs right now? If you look at the standings right now, the Lakers are 10. They're 33-29, so they're in the play-in. And the second team or the 11th seed or whatever is Utah Jazz. They're 27-34, so they have a nice cushion to not fall out of the play-in. So, do you think? I wouldn't say the question is about play-ins. So I'm pretty sure they're going to make the play-ins. The Jazz are trash. But do you see them getting past the play-in and actually getting into the playoffs?
Okay, well, think about this. The play-in, mm-hmm. the play-in is the 7 and 8 play each other and the 9 and 10 play each other, right?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
So the other thing,
do you know who the 9 team is?
Yeah, Golden State.
So do they win that game, though? That's Steph. Do they win that game?
The way Golden State's looking, I don't know. I think it's
the
two
way the
teams
Lakers
going,
are looking.
Yeah. It's
like
two,
both 9 and 10 teams. So
I would say I think the Lakers. To be honest, I think the Lakers have more. I think LeBron has more help. I don't think Steph has any help. I think Steph's by himself.
My friend, the Warriors are gonna win. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Think so?
The Warriors are gonna win.
Could.
Yes,
they could.
My vote would be the Warriors. They just got to keep it close, bro. If they keep it close, you know Steph is gonna continue to go. He's gonna continue to make threes. That's where they win that game at, because they're gonna hit more threes than the Lakers will.
That's true. I mean, I believe they can shoot better. And if you're gonna ask, like, if you ask me who the best player in that series is, I believe it's still Steph. And not only just because he's my favorite player right now currently, because even though I'm a Mavs fan, it's not Luka. I think, like, Steph's the best player in that series, but I really 100%, like, I feel like he has, like, no help. I feel like Chris Paul's out there, and I just don't know who is out. Like you could say, like, LeBron, he has AD to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, be a presence. But, like, who does Steph have to help him? Like, I don't see him, like, right now, because right now, Steph is leading assists. He's got 5 assists a game. He's leading the assists. Like, he is leading the team in assists with only 5. And then, so there's like no one else helping create. And, I mean, what I was looking for is Wiggins to, like, be like that 18 points per game, 20. And it's still Clay, who's not even having a great year. Like, right now, Andrew Wiggins is at 12 points a game. And it's like I haven't
even
seen him play.
Yeah, that's crazy how this fall off happened.
Yeah, so, like, in all those roles, and that's why I be telling people, like, not to get into that KD thing, but, like, when they like, it's easy to go and look good, like Jordan Poole did, like Wiggins was, and Gay KD, everyone that was there, whenever you had Steph and Clay who were shooters, whenever you have shooters and everyone's scared and they're at the three-point line, you have so much room to work inside. If you're a mid-range or take it to the rack kind of player, you have so much room because they're guarding. Like, Steph is not standing at three-point line. He's standing, like, 5 feet behind the three-point line. Clay Thompson, they're, like, 5 feet behind the three-point line, so they're, like, spreading everyone out, and it's easy to work. You got one shooter now, Steph. No one's scared of Clay shooting. No one's scared of anyone shooting. So now they're backed up, and it's clogged up, and now you really got to work. And right now, Wiggins is at 12 points a game. That just ain't going to work. That's just not going to help. And the second player, as far as points, is Clay with 17. So I just kind of feel like he don't have no help, but it's not like the Lakers are great either, so I see what you're saying. It's like not even like a I just say just because AD, he's got 12 rebounds a game, and he can still help defend the paint, blocks. I don't know.
What if AD just get hurt before the season ends? That's very possible, too.
It's very possible he gets hurt going onto the plane today. So I feel you on that.
He ain't going off the plane.
It's very possible on that. But so you think the Golden State's gonna knock the Lakers out the playoffs in that playing game?
I think if they make it to the playing game, my vote is gonna be the Warriors, which is crazy because like I am like my childhood in me, diehard LeBron fan. Like, I went to the Heat game in Indiana, like a series game, bro. Like, I am a diehard LeBron fan. But, like, as I've gotten older, he's not no longer my number one player. But, like, that's still, like, all right, LeBron's him. But
What series did you go to?
It was the Indiana Pacers with Paul George, I think 2013.
When Lance Stephenson blew in his ear?
Yeah, it was that series. It wasn't that game, but it was that series. Yeah, bro, that was wild.
So what's a game in that stadium like? That's in the Pacers, right?
Bro, it was in the Pacers. No, it was in the Pacers Arena, and that was still back when Paul George was that man there.
Yeah.
So it was just like at their home court, their energy was wild in Indiana.
Yeah, that's why.
And, like, you know, it's LeBron and Dwayne coming through, too. So, like, that's Miami. Like, the energy was crazy. Like, you could barely hear yourself think. And, you could feel the vibrations throughout the arena and stuff. It was just an amazing atmosphere.
Like I've seen on TV, it looks like no matter where you're sitting, you have, like, a good seat in that stadium, like, or in that arena. It feels like everything's packed in, kind of like a tight, like a, like, you know how some arenas is kind of, it's kind of spread out. You don't feel like you're on top of the court, but that arena, I've never been there, but I feel like being there, you're kind of like, it's kind of packed in, like you're kind of close to the court. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah, well, think about it like this, because Indiana's not the same city as Miami or Boston or whatever. Like they got lower population than that, so they didn't have to build a big stadium as those other cities would. So, yeah, they got to build, like, they get better views in that stadium just because they get to make a smaller stadium versus where California got to build these huge stadiums all the time. So, it was, like, a good seat all the way around.
Did it feel like a college atmosphere? Like, just noise constantly?
Ooh, honestly, I've never been to, like, a D1 college game. Like, the best atmosphere I can give you for that is, like, I played on the University of Kentucky court when I was in high school for, like, state championship game. And that, I know that's not a college game, but that's, like, in that college arena, and it was, like, packed out until. So that is a different atmosphere in itself, too. Yeah, I played in high school, my team in Kentucky, because that's where I'm from. We played in the state championship my senior year, and it was hosted at the University of Kentucky, and we played all the games on that court in that arena.
That's tight.
Yeah, it is. Bro, I'm looking at the picture of it on my wall now as we speak.
Oh, bro, that's dang. So, like, whenever you're on the court, how aware of you are what people are saying in the stands? Like, how aware are you hearing? Like, I know, like, because I play football and basketball as well. I've never been in a state game, but, like, I know you kind of black out for a little bit where you don't hear some things, and then randomly you hear things from the stands. How much of what's going on in the stands were you aware of during the game?
Honestly, it kind of goes with just, like, because you know, like, your family's voices or whatever. So voices you're going to hear all the time regardless. But as far as, like, randoms and, like, strangers that you don't know, I think that goes with just, like, feeling. Because, like, if you're in yourself, like, if you know you're not playing good right now, you're not as confident, you hear those things more than, like, whether you're just versus you're locked in, like, you're doing your thing. So I feel like at that age, I could hear more of the voices, because high school kids don't play. They come for your neck. You know, they look at your social media. They look up your background. They go pull some personal stuff. I remember in high school, one of our playoff games, they was like, Greg Smokes, Reggie, Greg Smokes, Reggie. Like, like, in a playoff game, like, this is crazy. Yeah. Like, we're high school kids. But just like, nah, bro, like, that atmosphere is dope. Like, being aware of the people in the stands, it just kind of depends. It comes and goes. I think people don't hear it as much as you think they do.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to go ahead and go with Golden State to win that play-in game and be in the actual playoffs. I think I'm going to go with the Lakers, even though Steph's my favorite player. I think he doesn't have as much help as LeBron, so I think they're kind of win that game. But even though Steph's my favorite player, even though I'm a Mavs fan, you would think that Luka's my favorite player, but the Mavs, I'm just so detached to what's going on with them right now. They played the Philadelphia 76ers today at home, and they got stomped. Now, when I was watching that game today, all I saw was...
Yo.
That's all I saw. That's all I saw. And whenever I saw Tim Hardaway Jr. shoot...
No way. They was like that?
That's all I saw. Okay, so let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened. When I was arguing with people, people were telling me, like, that Tim Hardaway Jr. is, like, mad at Needham, and he's a shooter. That's unbelievable. It makes me sick. Field goals, he was 1 for 8. And
one
shooting threes,
for eight?
And shooting threes, 0 for 5. Imagine that. Even though Luka's not my favorite, because I feel like sometimes he cries a lot. He doesn't play a lot of defense. He needs the ball the whole game. He doesn't.
You're on that man's head today.
Pause. But he does need help, though. He literally doesn't have no help. And I get that. Like, if you look at this team, we just made a trade for Gafford. You want to know what my man Gafford did? Absolutely nothing. I'll tell you. 0 points and 4 rebounds. What are we supposed to do with the main acquisition that we got at center that's supposed to help us? And even Lively, who's been playing, he's been had a heck of a rookie year. My guy got 4 points and a grand total of 3 rebounds. He had
crazy enough, Joel Embiid didn't even play.
That's crazy. PJ Washington, though, he did good. He had 13 points. He was a plus four. Kyrie Irving got 28 points, but he was a minus eight. He had five rebounds, which, you wouldn't really expect. Or he had 4 rebounds, which you wouldn't really expect. He only had 4 assists, so he's not making plays. He's just shooting. And he was 10 for 20.
He's not making everybody else better.
Yeah, and Luka had 38 points. He was a plus nine. He had, but he had 7 turnovers. My guy's a turnover machine.
My goodness.
Kyrie had 4 turnovers. So, but Luka went out there, had 11 rebounds, 10 assists. So he's out there doing his thing. Now, if you look at the rest of the team, he has no team. So, you know, Luka's leading the team. Luka's leading the league in points right now. So he's doing his thing, and he's doing his thing. But do you think he's gonna stay with Dallas? Do you think like I do, where he has no one around him? Even though I'm not the biggest Luka fan.
One, the Golden Boy is going to leave soon. I agree. The Golden Boy is up out of there. But like as far as the team, they just need the shooters around Luka. Like Luka can score, and Luka knows he's gonna get double. If they can get the shooters around Luka to just be dominant, that's fine. But they have to like pick one. Either like you have to be really dominant in the paint, or really dominant on the 3-point line. They just don't have either one. So it's just like outside of Luka, you're right. It's nothing. Like they can't do anything else. Once the ball's out of his hands, they're not gonna score.
Exactly. Like let me show you their starters besides Luka. 1 for 7. PJ Washington was 1 for 7 for 3 today. Then you had Kyrie did pretty good. He was 5 for 9. That's pretty good. Josh Green, this guy, man, I thought he was going to do something. He really tricked me. He was a -7, only had 7 points in 20 minutes. Man, this guy, we got to get rid of him.
He get exercise.
Yeah, and Tim Hardaway Jr., of course, he's actually 0 for 6 from 3. 0 for 6. But and what's wild is my guy will pull up and he'll shoot from like he's downtown. My guy will pull up and just
shoot.
Yeah, he just think he out there just out of pocket. You got Jones Jr., he did good. He was 5 for 5. He had 21 points. Dang. But, yeah, so, yeah, I agree with you. I think Luka's gone. I don't think Luka has a team around him. I think the Mavs actually tried as much as they could to try to get anyone to be around him and, like, help him. I think we got as far as we did with him to the Western Conference Finals, but I think it's time for us to either ask him. And once he tells us, he's ready to go because he didn't have no help, just go young, try to get a bunch of young players and hopefully be OKC in a couple of years. But even because right now we just have one player and it's not going to do anything. So,
who's your one player now?
I think he's going to leave. And I think that's cool because I think he did about as much as he could. And it's kind of the Western Conference, whenever we had Dinwiddie and Finney Smith and all them, I think that's about as far as we got with this group, which is cool. I mean,
they had
at least,
defense.
Yeah. I mean, at least we won a title with Dirk, so I'm fine. And Rangers just won a title, so I'm cool. Cowboys suck, so it don't matter. But anyway, what about – have you seen One Tree Hill?
No. One Tree Hill?
Yeah, it's a story. I was going to see – because I had put a thing of, like, Coach Carter's basketball team, hypothetically, if they would beat Sunset Park's team, hypothetically. And that was a nice little argument between people.
Oh, Coach Carter?
Yeah, like that team from Coach Carter's team and then the team from the movie Sunset Park. And I feel like Sunset Park would win, but you'd have to see the movie. But, yeah, that's cool. Okay. So I think we're both in agreement that Luke is going to be gone and he's going to take off. But got my boy Sean, Drano. That's Bad Bros Podcast. This is episode number 4. We talk about the NBA, basketball, and all the things that we do. Make sure you keep liking, subscribe, share, and keep coming back to watch us because we're going to keep coming at you with more good content. Make sure you like, subscribe, you know what it is, and we out.
I'll let y'all.
Yeah.